Sanford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scoot. Glad to be here.
All right, so corporate America is putting a lot of money in the bank before the election, like to the tune of like $2 trillion. What's going on?
That's a big number, isn't it, Scoot? $2 trillion.
For those who don't know, a billion is 1,000 million, and so a trillion is 1,000 billion. Is that right?
That's correct.
It's unbelievable how much money that is. And you know, there have been, I haven't read anything recently, but it's just amazing to hear people talk about, like on a physical level, how much money that is stacked up. It's just inconceivable.
It really is. You're talking big dollars. If, to put that in perspective, if the entire U.S. banking system, commercial banks, at the end of September, had $15.6 trillion in deposits. Now, that number is up $2.3 trillion from the end of January. So just since kind of the pandemic started in February and really blew up in March and April, we've added $2.3 trillion of deposits to the U.S. banking system. And corporate America just basically has set on $2 trillion of that as kind of rainy day funds, being unsure what to do with those monies, given, you know, both the pandemic and the election now less than 2 weeks away. And obviously, Scoot, that does not help stimulate the economy when those funds are not put into play.
So is corporate America responding more to the pandemic or more to the uncertainty of the outcome of the election?
I'm not sure. I think it's equal doses of both. Mm-hmm. Scoot. I mean, uncertainty is uncertainty regardless of what creates it. And, when is a vaccine? When is the economy coming back? And then what's the presidential, what are the results going to, what effect are those results going to have on the economy? Those are just really unknowns. But it's affecting three major areas. Number one, corporations are not buying their stock back like they usually do. They're not repurchasing shares. Secondly, they're not spending money for capital expenditures, new plants, new equipment, which is really not helping the economy restart. And thirdly, they're not buying other companies, mergers and acquisitions. That activity is off almost 20% now compared to the same time frame, first 9 months of last year. So it's just kind of stagnant.
But are these actions financially healthy for corporate America and for just that part of our economy?
Well, interestingly, if it depends on how you define financial health, but in a recent Goldman study, they looked at those corporations who had excess cash were being valued higher in terms of their stock valuation than those corporations who were buying their shares back and were spending money. So a cash buildup in uncertain times does create some value from a stock market standpoint. Of course, that once we get past the election and further down the pandemic line, that probably won't hold true.
Right. And so what are the benefits for, if there are any, for the average citizen?
Well, I don't think many. I think if you're a shareholder, you would like to see the company you own buying back your stock generally because that helps increase stock prices. You'd like to see, if you're a bank, you'd like to see companies buying new equipment and expanding their facilities and spending mm-hmm. that money. And, of course, that creates jobs. So I don't think there's a lot of benefit there for the average consumer. I think we're all just waiting to get past this uncertainty so that money will get put into play and then we'll all benefit from it.
It's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out because we now know, and I think in the beginning we were hoping that at some point we'd switch the light switch on and everything would be okay. Apparently we're not going to get that. It's going to be a gradual return. But at some point there will be this moment in time when we feel like we're more back to normal than we have been. And if there is money to be spent, I mean, that's something, regardless of who becomes president after this pandemic, isn't there reason to believe that the economy is going to skyrocket?
I don't know about skyrocket. I certainly believe it's going to recover, because there is a lot of money on the sideline, and people have not spent it and are waiting to spend the money, and in some cases need to spend the money. So I do think the recovery is out there. I think certainly the amount of regulation and business atmosphere could be impacted by the elections, and that remains to be seen what effect that would have.
All right, Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank, thank you for your economic and financial insight.
You bet, Scoot. Have a good afternoon.
All right, you too. We'll talk to you again next week.